This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on Trade Watch Quarterly, Key Developments in Shaping Trade Dynamics. The participants are Dr. Prabhakar Sahu, Program Director, Economics and Finance, Niti Aayog, and Rajesh Lake, Anchor.
Welcome to the discussion on India's trade dynamics as analyzed in the latest edition of Niti Aayog's Trade Watch Quarterly Report. This report serves as a key resource in understanding India's trade performance, sectoral strengths, policy developments, and global positioning. To help us decode the insights, we have with us Dr. Prabhakar Sahu from Niti Aayog, a distinguished economist with immense experience in international trade and economic policy. A warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Sahu, let's dive into our discussion by first understanding the key objectives and significance of Niti Aayog's Trade Watch Quarterly Report.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very happy to be here. The objective of Trade Watch Quarterly is to give a snapshot of India's trade with the rest of the world. Trade has been an engine of economic growth. The cross-border trade has expanded opportunities for developing countries, lower developing countries. In fact, it has been the biggest factor to reduce inequality and bringing convergence across the countries. However, for last few years, the trade has become very dynamic. There are heightened uncertainties and also the geopolitical realignment, which leads to new dynamics that has come into the international trade. As we all know, India needs to have higher share in the world market to achieve some of the goals set by Viksit Bharat, that is Vision 2047. So here the objectives are threefold: to monitor India's trade, you know, map out demand and supply of commodities, export and imports at different digit levels so that we know what are the issues or challenges and what are the opportunities that are appearing for India to capitalize. And we are also including different thematic sectors in each of the successive Trade Watch Quarterly to focus. For example, in the second edition of Trade Watch Quarterly, we focused on labor-intensive sector, that is textile sector. India is the fourth largest one. However, there are a lot of opportunities for India to capitalize because India has been, you know, specializing on traditional textiles. However, nowadays, lot more opportunities in knitted and non-knitted textiles, which constitute something like 60%. So this is one sector where we feel that India can have bigger market share in the global textile imports. That is why we are focusing. Going forward, we'll also focus another strategic sector.
So this is going to be a quarterly review. And as you mentioned, we are going to monitor India's trade. And what kind of tweaking can one do as an economist when it comes to a bit of imbalance that you see in the report coming from a particular sector? How do you go about correcting or, you know, suggesting to a particular set or sector to make changes?
You see, the Trade Watch Quarterly brings at a very aggregate level as well as at a disaggregate level lot more options. Let me give an example. In the first Trade Watch Quarterly issue, we found out that India has only less than or around 1% of the trade in world 70% of the total imports. And we are getting 20% out of 3% of world imports. So there is a mismatch. We need to focus on those 70% of the world imports and increase our share from 1% to the higher side. That is how actually, you know, there are sectoral analysis also, which will give you ideas. Where is the demand? What are the sectors that are growing in the world imports? So that we kind of focus on those sectors because trade has become kind of very dynamic. So it gives you a lot of lessons.
According to the latest report, India's total trade experienced 5.67% in April to September 2024. What factors have actually contributed to this growth?
In the report, there are details given like electronics, nuclear materials. Right. There are certain sectors where we have done very well. And of course, in the first half of the financial year 25, there is marginal increase in deficit. And that is because of higher trade deficit, which is kind of, you know, higher than the surplus we have in the services sector. But that's not much. If you look at long-term trend, particularly the post-pandemic period, India has done extremely well when it comes to, you know, the total trade, both merchandise and services. We have improved, reaching close to 800 billion. However, we need to do much more because we are targeting to get 2 trillion total trade, 1 trillion from merchandise, 1 from services. And if you look at Viksit Bharat macro projections, where we are targeting to achieve 30 trillion GDP and 18,000 per capita income, we have to increase our trade openness from presently 42% to 62% by 2047 and take our exports from $800 billion to 9 trillion when it comes to the exports only. Altogether, it is close to 20 trillion, the trade ratio, from presently 1.65 trillion.
You mentioned the merchandise exports. They have remained stable, more or less. There has been averaging about 35.5 billion per month over the past 6 months, while imports have averaged 57.8 billion, except for a surge in the month of August. Year-on-year fluctuations remain aligned with Q1 levels. If that be the case, how do these figures reflect on India's trade balance and economic health?
Trade balance, see, we have improved the trade balance because the export has gone down more than the slowdown in exports. The import has gone down substantially. So that is where actually there is no concern when it comes to the trade balance. And on an average, coming to the bigger questions, that overall the trade ratio, the imports and exports are at the same level like in the first quarter. Given the geopolitical issues, given the uncertainties around and the slowdown of the global trade, I think we have done quite well.
You mentioned about the key exports sectors like mineral fuels, electrical engineering, and nuclear reactors a while back. They are leading export sectors. What strategies can be employed to further strengthen these sectors?
Of course, given the changing dynamics, it is more of getting market access. Of course, we need to improve the export competitiveness across the sector, more so in our lending exports. At the same time, at the present, we need to negotiate with the major trading partners, more so particularly with the US, so that we have same market access for these leading exports from India.
And also, there are certain challenges in certain industries, notably iron and steel. Exports declined by 33% in Q1 FY25. What could be the reasons and what are the learnings? As you said, this report will give us the learnings to tweak things going forward.
It may be because in that quarter, actually, it is showing that drastic fall down. But overall, long term, actually, we need to find out whether it is really happening. And it may be because the uncertainty, actually. You see, there is a bit of slump in the world economy right now. So that could be the reflection of that.
Okay. Now, talk about the regional trade insights, which is reflects in the report as well. North America accounted for 21% of India's exports, followed by EU at 18.61. How can India diversify its export markets to reduce dependency on these regions only?
See, North America and Europe, they are the biggest trading partners, not only for India, for China and major developing countries. Mm. So we need to diversify. Africa is one of the regions actually we are looking at. And in fact, East Asia, it is more like different sectors that we need to target. But we have to also focus to improve our share in North America and Europe. They are our major trading partners. But if you compare India with some of the leading exporters to these countries, we have a lot of space to cover. So we can certainly do much better. For example, in textile, India has something like only 4% in the world textile exports, and it is the sixth largest exporter. But when you compare the volume of exports going from other countries, particularly China, I think there is a lot more to catch up. HS digit 61 and 62, that knitted and non-knitted textiles, both the items have 60% share in world textile exports. And there we are doing around 3%. So there is a lot more space available for India to capture. For that, we need to improve man-made fiber production, the capabilities, and of course, branding, technology, and all these things are also required. Maybe Textile could be taken as one of the sectors and given a lot more incentives. The consolidation takes place, given that the competitors, whether it is Vietnam, or that's you know what has happened to the Bangladesh, China is aging. So we can...
There's an opportunity there.
There is an opportunity, certainly an opportunity for India, because it's not only that we provide the biggest market, we have the biggest endowment, that is the manpower. Only thing we need to do is, I think we need to scale up and bring synergy among the small farms and provide them with the market extension infrastructure, branding, technology, and ensure that, you know, they are more competitive in the world market. Okay. And they are entering into the very dynamic space that ever changing the composition of textile market in the world.
You very rightly mentioned that the global markets are shifting towards man-made and technical textiles.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so therefore we need to be more competitive.
Absolutely.
And we do see opportunity as we go along. There's also US plan to impose, I mean, reciprocal tariffs has been a topic of discussion. How might such geopolitical developments impact India's trade, and what strategies can mitigate potential adverse effects?
Yeah, all of us, we are talking about US President Trump's tariff. He has proposed it. He has already imposed it on Canada, also on Mexico, and also 20% on China. That has created a lot of uncertainties, but it's not going to affect us in a big way, because the major competitors in the US market or in other markets as well are China, Canada, and Mexico. So these countries are going to face 20 to 25% higher tariffs, leaving India in better places, in better space across few commodity categories. And of course, India will also go through the reciprocal tariff, which we don't know how it is going to span out. Indian government is very proactive negotiating with the US. So we'll find out some middle solutions when it comes to the reciprocal tariff. But at the same time, if you compare, you know, the tariffs that proposed and imposed on the competitors or the biggest exporters to the US market like China, Mexico and Canada, India is certainly going to get some opportunity across the sectors, at least most of the sectors, to have a higher share.
So how can, you know, these specific opportunities that India can capitalize on to strengthen its trade position, what can India specifically do to capture the opportunities?
You see, when you see the differential tariffs imposed by both US and India, more than 40%, 42% of India's exports, in case reciprocal tariffs is imposed, it's, the difference is only 2%, which can be negotiated with the US. And of course, there are around maybe 50% of India's exports which would face 5 to 20% of higher tariffs, given the differentials, that India can always explore of allowing US imports or reduce tariffs on them. But, you know, it is a matter of negotiation. So we don't know yet actually what kind of reciprocal tariff structure that US going to impose. But even after that, what I feel that across the sectors, India would be better placed to use this opportunity. If you think, you know, the tariffs imposed by US on other countries, particularly China, Mexico, and Canada, India can actually have better price competitiveness in many sectors across the product categories. So that is an opportunity for India. And of course, the negotiations, because it's not only the economic benefits that comes through that India is a strategic partner to US, and across product categories, India's exports actually covers minimum share. So it's not a very big stakeholder. So I think we can always have negotiations with the US.
On that note, Dr. Sahu, I would like to thank you for coming to Akashvani and giving us your valuable inputs.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on Trade Watch Quarterly, Key Developments in Shaping Trade Dynamics. The participants were Dr. Prabhakar Sahu, Program Director, Economics and Finance, Niti Aayog, and Rajesh Lake, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsgtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.